The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Taking your phone calls for Chuck Baldwin. I'm Alex Jones. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Perspective for a long time, and I don't know if either you understand what the actual issue is in this world, or if maybe you're just not giving it to the people. Because the truth is, the reason why this has been happening in this country and pretty much all over the West is because people just don't believe in God anymore. And so the truth is that the war is on God. It's a war on God, not a war on Christianity. So, you know, you're always talking about being, you're not anti-Islam, you're not Islamophobic. But the truth is that you either come off as ingenuous or you're ignorant about Muslim culture because, you know, I converted and I've been to a Muslim country before and I've seen what it actually produces. And Muslim people are actually people of faith.
Let me ask you a question. Can I preach Christianity on the streets of Saudi Arabia?
As far as I know, not that I know, but see, here's a huge issue though.
No, you can't. In fact, it's an executable offense. Can you teach Islam on the streets of California?
Okay. You talk about Saudi Arabia.
You didn't answer my question. Here's what I don't like. I give Islam, and I know a lot of Muslims are nice people, and a lot of ways they're more moral than what we've got here in this country. So I don't judge Muslims across the board, and I try to stop them from being invaded. I try to stop them from being taken over by the globalists and the class of civilizations. But the truth is, radical Islam is being allowed to take over and being allowed to persecute Christians, and I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it, and I'm standing up for Christians. Now, I want to give Chuck Baldwin a response to what you said, Mike. I'll let you comment back.
Well, he obviously doesn't know me very well, and he hasn't read too much of what I have to say, because I'm one that has taken a lot of grief from the right on my statement that there are many, many, many peace-loving Muslim people here in this country and around the world.
There are.
And that our foreign policy, our aggressive war doctrine, our preemptive invasions, our drone attacks, et cetera, this New World Order machination that's being played out in the Middle East is doing more to create the radical Muslims that you're talking about. We are creating, we created ISIS through our CIA, of course. And
to disease the good Islam, I guess you're talking about, sir, so there can be a clash of civilizations. We have all the documents. So,
right. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is the gentleman needs to understand that my position, and I think yours too, is we're not talking about Muslims in general. And we're not even I'm not even attacking the Muslim faith per se. But the radical implementation of Islam in this country is a problem. And it's created by a New World Order doctrine, which is bent on controlling the entire Western world under one global environment. And that includes London, it includes Saudi Arabia, it includes the United States, it includes Israel. And whenever we stop and realize that the fallout of this, the blowback, the CIA term of this, is this perpetual war that we see going on, and to fight the perpetual war, we've got to have a police state erected.
Yeah, it's a global destabilization. Great point, Chuck Baldwin. We're almost out of time. I wanted to have Mike be able to counter back. Mike, the truth is a lot of Muslims want to defend the fact that a lot of Islam has become totalitarian. I'm against totalitarianism across the board. And the truth is you can't preach Christianity in Saudi Arabia. You can preach Islam here. So that's what I was saying.
You keep talking about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has no part in this. You make it seem like
Saudi Arabia pretty much runs Islam.
That's not true, because no Muslim that I know really believes that Saudi Arabia is in control of anybody. Everybody knows that the Saudis are a bunch of degenerates, and they do not run Islam. They don't represent the Muslim community. And you see, you're always talking about how the Saudis have a hand in ISIS. Well, so does the West, and so does Israel.
So how all of a sudden Saudi Arabia is the perpetrator? No, they're part of it, definitely. And most people know that.
Well, sir, I mean, you say that we don't talk about a war on God here, and you say that we don't expose other people involved. I've been doing that the whole show today, so you must have been listening to another show. Better check your dial. ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Chuck, powerful interview. Thanks for the time. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
Coming up, Rob Due hosts the rest of the show. And then next week, it's going to be David Knight. They've all been doing a great job. He's covering 9/11.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's another hour of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Due. I'm going to be in here for the rest of the hour live. You can either tune into your radio station if they carry it. If not, give them a call. Tell them to carry the fourth hour. If they're not carrying it, go to InfoWars.com/show, and you can watch the whole thing live in TV. I'm going to have some articles here. We're going to play some 9/11 videos. We're going to have a guest on at the bottom of the hour who actually he's a TV guy in Britain, and he refused to pay his BBC license back in 2013 because of the BBC's presentation, and it's a video I'm going to show you in just a second. And he says they had foreknowledge of what was going on in 9/11, therefore they're part of a terrorist organization. So he went to court, fought against it. Now he's working on a film about the subject. And 9/11's affected everybody. I mean, there's not one person in this world who hasn't been affected by it. If you were on the side of the terrorists, you were definitely affected by it, because we invaded the countries that actually didn't attack us. And so you're probably actually scot-free if you're in Saudi Arabia. Now, we've got the 28 pages. We're going to talk about a little bit. I'm going to play a report that Darren McBreen put together in our short 5-minute segment coming up next. And I'm also going to cover an interview we did last night with a family who is in Nevada. They have a mine there, and a family mine they've had since the 1870s. I think Ulysses S. Grant is on the deed. He signed it over to them. And they have been harassed by the government who want this land. They want this 400 acres. And there's the headline right there. Shocking Area 51 family describes bombing, machine gun attacks, that's 50 caliber machine gun attacks, and nuclear testing done by the feds. And take a look at this picture right here. This is what they sent me this morning. This is actually a picture that they took from their house. And this is a nuclear blast right here. There's the cat. That's the family cat checking it out. And there are the family, members of the Sheehan family. This was 20 miles from their house. This is what the American government thought of these people. They thought they could open air test nuclear bombs 20 miles from their house. Now, you tell me that is not ludicrous. And if a government is going to do that, test nuclear bombs next to families and homesteads, what makes you think they won't kill 3,000 to 4,000 of their own citizens to further their agenda, which is consolidate. So let's go to that BBC video right now. And this is what Tony Rook, who's going to be my guest at the bottom of the hour, this is what he was so pissed off about, that they would have the gall to talk about a building that collapsed when it's actually standing right behind the reporter. So let's go to that video.
Moments ago, I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building that collapsed?
Well, only really what you already know.
Her head's blocking it right now, but you can see the corner of World Trade Center 7.
Town in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also
The building is still on fire behind her, smoking, and you can see the corner of it behind Jane's head.
Floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center, as you can see behind
there
me.
It is.
The Trade Center is still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash. And we know that behind that, there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city. But completely...
So there you go. That, we're going to have the story behind that, and the filmmaker who is so mad he didn't want to pay his BBC license. They call BBC Auntie up in or over across the pond in England. But let's get to some 9/11 stuff that may happen today on 9/11. This is from BizPack Review. Cops on high alert for Black Lives Matter violence targeting 9/11 events. Some members of the Black Lives Matter and FUK Yo Flag movements are organizing and calling for the murder of more police officers. This is from the Daily Caller. And they have a interesting, scroll down a little bit, guys, and you could show them the flyer right there. We are free of your lies. Your world has ended. We will continue without you. On 9/11, we will reveal the truth that will change everything. Together, we are the future, featuring Black Writers Liberation Party, Black Supremacy, and Black Radicals, I guess, of America. So they are planning on doing some events at Stone Mountain, which they claim is a racist site. Even though it's a mountain and people go there and hang out and families go there. So we'll see what happens. Daily Caller also picked up on this. Black Lives Matter attacks on 9/11. Be on the lookout alerts from several law enforcement agencies are saying that Black Lives Matter and FYF 9/11 are calling for the murder of police officers. And there's even, if you go back actually to the BizPack Review article, there's another poster down here that shows, I guess, what they're planning on. Scroll down to the bottom of that, guys. Maybe it's real small on this. But you can see there's a Klan member hung up, and then right next to him a police officer. So they're equating the police with the Klan, even though the Democratic Party actually started the Klan. And a lot of these guys, I bet, identify as Democrats. So you've got that. If anything happens, or if anybody wants to report on anything having to do with these Black Lives Matter 9/11 style attacks, You can call in at 800-259-9231. I will take your call if you have something to talk about this. If you're at one of these locations, you see something happening, you have breaking news, we will get you on immediately. And but don't call in if it's not about that. If it's not about that, if it's about anything else, I'm not going to take your call. And if you do come on and try to get on, I will cut you off very quickly. Now, I want to go to an excerpt of an interview we did last night with the Sheehan family. They were just done Fox News, and then they called us, or we got in touch with them. They said, sure, we'll come on. We did about a 30-minute interview, and that is linked in this article. Shocking, Area 51 describes bombings, machine gun attacks, and nuclear testing by the feds. And so this is about a minute and a half in. We're going to play a couple of minutes of that, so let's go to that now.
The late 40s, the gunnery range and that had been established. And at that time, they started to strafe the property with, aircraft, 50 caliber rounds.
Yeah, let me show you these.
Yeah.
They started using your private property as a shooting range.
Basically, yes. And there were people on property, our grandparents, our both of our fathers and our mothers, along with, in some cases, kids.
Wow.
And this continued through the 50s. The big, big problem started in 1951 with the first above-ground nuclear test, a test they did not even inform our family of.
Wow.
So if you can imagine, you're out there a considerable distance from, especially at that time, from anything.
Yeah.
And this bomb goes off, and not only are you, you think, oh, my God, what is it? The nuclear dawn is here. And you can't Google it. You can't call anyone. You have no idea what occurred. Those above-ground tests really started the demise of the fortune that our grandfather had built. Everything was paid for. The mill was paid for. His equipment was paid for. He didn't know anybody. And he was making really good money at the time.
Let me ask you about health effects, because a lot of people are concerned about long-term health effects of the nuclear radiation that was carried by the wind. Of course, the military exposed soldiers to these above-ground nuclear tests. Were there any effects in your family?
Yeah,
there was.
Some of that, and I'm going to hold this up, and I hope you can get it. If not, we can tell you where to find it. But right here, this is a picture, and that is our grandparents, Dan and Martha Sheehan, along with Ben's dad, Bob Sheehan, and Cleo the cat in the corner. You can see him there. That's about 4 o'clock in the morning. That picture was in a 1953 issue of National Geographic. This story ran in the Sacramento Bee. And if you look, the story focuses on death, disease, followed tests.
Wow.
Families in the U.S. silent on radiation risk.
There you go. And if you're interested in learning more about the Sheehans, you can go to facebook.com/groommine. And there's actually some videos on there of some of the elders. They're talking about the health effects that they suffered after the nuclear testing going on 20 miles from their house. 20 miles from their house. So they're being used as guinea pigs by the federal government. And you think this government, if they will do this to just regular old people trying to make their living in an independent way, you don't think they'll do it to 3,000 people working in the World Trade Center? Yeah. In fact, let's just look at what the official story is. The official story is that terrorists with box cutters took over 4 planes. They got 100% of their targets hijacked. And then they hit 75% of their targets, bypassing this multi-million dollar aerospace defense system that we have located with NORAD. Just were able to fly on by doing whatever they want to do. And nobody got fired. Nobody got fired. Nobody got reprimanded after 3,000 people died. Okay? And you believe that there's no inside job, that it was just terrorists. If you believe that, you're a total moron. Also on InfoWars.com, video Oath Keepers vow to guard Kim Davis from further imprisonment. There's an interview there with Stuart Rhodes that you can check out. I just want to read a little bit of Stuart Rhodes' statement. We believe the federal district court judge David Bunning grossly overstepped his bounds and violated Mrs. Davis' due process rights, and in particular, her right to a jury trial. The judge has assumed onto himself not just the powers of all three branches of government, but also taken on the powers of judge, jury, and executioner. What matters to us is not whether you agree with her position on gay marriage or her decision not to issue marriage licenses. What matters is that the judge is violating the Constitution in his anger and desire to punish her for going against his will. That is the real story. That is the real story here. Not whether or not she's going to issue state licenses to gay people who want to get married. It's the fact that a judge put her in jail and she had no trial. We have to have due process. Whether you agree with what she did or not, if you're not for due process, someday you won't be getting that due process. So we have to stand up for everybody or none of us will be getting anything. So also, I'm going to do a little preview on an article. Wayne Madsen's going to be on the nightly
news. The crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Why do we do that?
You got it!
gonna really work.
The article at InfoWars.com, pedophile enabling prosecutors and officials try to run a PA attorney general out of office. This is an investigative report that Wayne Madsen did exclusively for InfoWars.com. He's going to be on the nightly news tonight with David Knight, almost said Darren McBreen, with David Knight talking about how this ties into the Sandusky issue. If you don't know, Penn State was where Jerry Sandusky was raping little boys in the shower, and he's now in jail for it. Now I want to jump to the 28 pages piece that Darren McBreen put together, and this is one of the big smoking guns out there right now. So I think we're going to go straight to break from this. When we come back, we're going to have Tony Rook, who's actually putting together a film where he stood up against the BBC and what he believes is their 9/11 cover-up. I believe it, too. So let's roll the 28 pages.
Rand Paul has joined the fight to get the federal government to release the missing 28 pages of the official 9/11 commission report. And that was blocked and kept secret by the Bush administration. And that's because they know full well that the documents will prove once and for all that the Saudi Arabian government was directly involved in the attacks on September 11th. So very embarrassing, not to mention treasonous, by George Bush and Dick Cheney, who are both implicated here in a massive cover-up. And remember, it was George W. Bush himself, the hypocrite, who had this to say about anyone harboring terrorists.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Oh, is that right, Georgie? It's going to be like that, huh? You're either with us or you are with the terrorist. Well, you're the one, George W., who vacations with the Saudi royal family. And you're also the one who used to vacation with the bin Laden family. And you're also going to find yourself in prison if these documents ever see the light of day.
This is sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, we all had our own experience. I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything. And so I think the whole country needs to go through that.
That's right. These brave gentlemen have seen the 28 pages and they want the documents released. You heard Representative Thomas Massie say right there that it will challenge you to rethink everything. Whatever is in those documents is going to change world history.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product that is secret.
But wait, there's more. Former Senator Bob Graham, who also co-chaired the joint Senate-House investigation into the September 11th attacks, he says, "I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia." He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say, "The reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House." Meanwhile, here's what they are saying in the New York Post. The Saudis deny any role in 9/11, but the CIA in one memo reportedly found incontrovertible evidence that Saudi government officials, not just wealthy Saudi hardliners, but high-level diplomats and intelligence officers employed by the kingdom helped the hijackers both financially and logistically. And if the Saudi government did indeed help finance and train the hijackers, well, that, my friends, that is an act of war. And I'm so glad to see the truth finally beginning to surface. Senator Rand Paul has just introduced legislation called the Transparency for the Families of 9/11 Act. And that would force the Obama administration to release the 28 pages.
Over a decade ago, a bipartisan congressional committee investigated the 9/11 attacks and wrote a report. 28 pages from that report have never been released to the public. We're here today to call for a release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
So there you have it. Rand Paul thinks that we all have the right and that the 9/11 victims' families have the right to see what's in those documents, no matter how embarrassing or how incriminating it might be to George W. Bush. So what do you say there, W.? Why don't you let us see what's in those 28 pages?
That's right. You can watch the rest of that video on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. We just uploaded it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Central Texas Command Center, it's the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're going to have different hosts sitting in here from time to time. It'll be myself, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. In the final segment, I'm going to have Joe Biggs in here. He's going to have some updates from the Fox Lake police shooting. It's getting weirder. And I actually made the call a couple days ago to him. I said, this is starting to look like it's somebody was suicided. But we'll see. He's got some updates. I don't exactly know what he's going to be reporting on. But before we get to that, are you prepared if, say, the lights go out for 2 or 3 weeks, there's an earthquake in your area or a massive flood and you're stuck and not able to get to, the store, or maybe the stores aren't working. Maybe everything's shut down. Do you have food to feed your family? Do you have clean water? Well, right now we're at InfoWarsSelects.com. You can go there and you can get some of the lowest prices anywhere for storable food. We got the 2 week, 4 week, 3 month supply, 6 month supply, 1 year supply. There's even a fruit and veggie snack mix if you just want to load up on snacks that'll stay good for 25 years. Or an 80 serving of mega protein with real meat. So they have the prices. We're only going to have this for another couple weeks of the prices this low. So the time is now to stock up. And it is our own private line. This is the best stuff out there. No MSG, no yeast extract. It's got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or you can just get a snack kit. And they all come in Ziploc bags, so you can close them up, keep them nice. All that stuff, InfoWarsSelects.com. And also, it's actually InfoWars Selects. It says it on here. Okay, it could be InfoWars Select. The beatings will begin until morale approves. Anyway, we also have a new shipment of Brain Force in, and Alex has been taking this. He's definitely sharper in the mornings. He's cut out his coffee intake. I have yet to take it on a regular basis. I did take it for a couple days, and then we ran out of it, and I was taking one of the bottles that was open here. And now that it's back, I think I'm going to get my hands on a couple bottles and try it out. But let me read to you some of the reviews from people who have been taking it. This is from Lydia, the energy seeker in the UK. I take 1 to 2 tablets a day and find the clarity of thinking has increased massively. She gave it 5 stars. And then we have Blue in Gainesville, Florida. At first, I was skeptical because I did not notice or feel an immediate difference. After 3 weeks of daily use, however, I started to feel razor sharp in the afternoons after taking Brain Force while eating lunch every day. On the days I did not take the supplement, that intensity was not there. Bottom line, this works, and I have reordered it. Also giving it 5 stars. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. It's Brain Force. We just got a new shipment in, so get yours today. Now I want to bring on my guest. He is famous for a couple years ago winning a lawsuit against the BBC for daring to call them terrorists and not wanting to pay his TV license. He didn't want to pay them their due diligence. Everybody in the UK has to pay a TV license fee. And he said, nope, I'm not going to do it. Here's an article from the Daily Mail from back in 2013, February. TV license evader refused to pay because BBC covered up the facts about 9/11 and claimed tower fell 20 minutes before it did. Here's another one. BBC foreknowledge of 9/11 collapse of WTC Building 7. British man won lawsuit against BBC for 9/11 cover-up. We have the man now. He's actually working on a film on this. It'll be released in just a couple months. It's called Incontrovertible. My guest is Tony Rook. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm okay, Rob. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Of course, it's sad that we have to bring this up every year and talk about 9/11 because people refuse to get off their keisters and demand that the government tell us the truth. But it's good to see people worldwide are fighting for this. What first got you into wanting to explain this? Was it just the £130 that they wanted you to pay?
No. I mean, originally I saw a video by a guy called Mike Rupert, who was a Los Angeles detective, and he was complaining about the importing of drugs by the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a segment of that that mentioned 9/11. I wasn't particularly knowledgeable about it. But as the years went by, I did some research, and then of course I saw Building 7, like so many of us, and that began to worry me greatly. And then the BBC in this country, you have to pay £140 a year for the privilege of watching the television. And when I'd seen Building 7 go down, and realised that the BBC had reported that a couple of times. 23 minutes before it occurred, I decided that maybe I shouldn't pay the license fee anymore until they could tell me the original source of that report. And to this day, they've never told me the original source of that report. So I decided not to pay them and went to court.
There you go. Well, that's the example of one man standing up and saying no right there and caused a whole bunch of hubbub. You won a lawsuit against them and... there's actually a video on that Global Research News. It's you outside the courtroom, I think, right after it happened. But I want to go to a clip of your new film that's coming out, your documentary, Incontrovertible, The 9/11 Truth versus the BBC Court Case. And this is Matt Campbell, who had a family member die in 9/11. And he kind of guides the film, I guess. We're just going to play a part of this. Start at the beginning, guys, and I'll just cut you out. when I feel it's right. It's a longer clip. But this is exclusive, isn't it, Tony?
Yeah, it's the first time anyone's seen this.
All right, so let's roll away, guys.
We went to go and visit a chief inspector in West Sussex, and you present her with stuff that clearly is not aligned with the official narrative. They still choose to do nothing. And I've encountered that at all levels of the British authorities, you know, whether it be the police, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, say it's essentially outside their jurisdiction and they rely on the official narrative of the US. You can't see something, be confronted with such evidence that is in direct conflict with the official story and just choose to do nothing, you know, unless you're going massively into denial, cognitive dissonance, whatever you want to call it. I mean, whoever you are, whether you're in the police or not, you know, you've got to look within yourself and is that what you should be doing? Is it right? The police force, they're regular people. There's going to be some fear that they may lose their jobs. But this is going on everywhere. People are waking up to corruption and just things that are blatantly not right. If we just choose to be silent on that, it's not going to end well for any of us.
All right, those are universal words for anyone out there who is covered or confronted by untruths or evil deeds and doesn't stand up. You have to stand up. Would you agree, Tony? Tony, can you hear me? I think we might have lost him. He's there, but I don't know if he's getting my signal. So the film is incontrovertible. It's coming out in October. And it was shot in the U.S., Denmark, Switzerland, Scotland, Italy, and the U.K. Features retired cops, firefighters, politicians, and ex-military. And the aim of the film is to give serving law enforcement officers, firefighters, an insight into the problems with the official 9/11 narrative through the eyes of their own colleagues, many of whom have greater experience than themselves, and also illustrate the very notion of a false flag, especially an American one, is far from ludicrous, but actually documented via the Northwoods document, something we covered here a lot on InfoWars, and to paint a picture of the modus operandi used in the past and now recently, and also to rip a new arsehole out of my old buddies, the BBC, which they call anti. And I guess today on the BBC, it's nothing but Queen love, because I think the Queenie is now the longest running UK monarch. Is that correct, Tony?
She is, and I'm thrilled about it, Rob.
Are you bowing down to the Queen? I guess you're not. So no. what are some of the big smoking guns and evidence that you uncovered while working on this that you didn't know beforehand?
Before I started work on it, I knew all of them, really. I didn't know that there were an awful lot of police officers in America and in the UK that knew about it. I mean, I was very aware of it, but I wasn't aware. I got a list of cops and firefighters, but especially cops, who knew about it from my friends in low places. And I was amazed. And everyone that we spoke to in the course of making the film, I always asked them the question, do you have any friends who agree with you? And they said, yeah, loads. So for the handful that we interviewed, I would have to say there must be thousands in America who realize that we're being lied to. So that's the reason I made the film. And God willing, you know, when people see that, they'll realize that.
Right. Yeah, all you have to do, we were just showing up there, controlled demolitions next to Building 7. And in addition to the foreknowledge, which the BBC had because they reported on it 20 minutes before it fell, you can also just watch the building fall. Buildings don't fall like that unless it's a controlled demolition. And if it's a controlled demolition, that means somebody was setting explosives inside the building. Last night on the Nightly News, we played a clip of emergency manager who worked inside Building 7, Barry Jennings, who was hearing explosions coming from underneath him. He's trying to get out of the building, and the buildings hadn't fallen yet. They were still up at the time when he's trying to get out. He walks through the lobby, and and it's strewn with bodies. It's totally destroyed, and he thinks he can't figure out why. And they keep telling him, well, it was the boiler room that was on fire. And he goes, nah, I'm a boiler guy. I know what a boiler explosion sounds like, and that was no boiler explosion. Well, he gets leukemia and dies before he's going to testify. Isn't that amazing? And then we also played a clip of Willie Rodriguez, who was a janitor there, who heard explosions underneath him at the World Trade Center before the planes hit. So, but these guys will never see the light of day, and they're not in the government NIST report. They're not in the 9/11 Commission report. They're left out of everything. So it's a few small individuals that we have to fight against, but it's good that people are waking up. This next clip has a Ray. It's Ray Savage, who's a 15-year Sussex police officer. How did you meet up with him, and what's his how does he tie into the film?
Ray trotted up to when I went to court against the BBC. He turned up and we met, and it was refreshing to meet a police officer when you go to court against the BBC or the establishment, and told me that he felt the same way. And I said, well, would you be willing to go on camera? He said yes, he would. And so I filmed him and went to his rather nice house in Sussex near where I live. And we chatted for an hour or two, and we have this little clip you're about to show.
Yeah, let's roll the clip now, and then we'll come back and finish up here.
Joined as a cadet in 66, became a regular officer in 68, in my 19th year, was posted to Brighton. But so really one of the highlights of my career was working on the regional crime squad. I did intelligence work with the regional 6 regional crime squad, which now doesn't exist. It's some other form. I also worked as a terrorist officer at Gatwick Airport in counterterrorism, and quite a few other things. I did a lot of surveillance work, taught surveillance, was in the training department, had quite a checkered career. I had great disquiet really about what went on, and when I saw the evidence of Building 7 and the collapse of that, I'd actually seen many controlled demolitions, actually police one or two, and when I saw that Building 7 pancake, I absolutely knew that that was a controlled demolition. There was just no doubt in my mind from the experience of seeing demolitions where as a police officer having to go there and actually throw a cordon around the building whilst it was pancaked down. So that really had me questioning. And then of course when I saw the BBC news program, the 24-hour program with Jane Stanley announcing that Building 7 had fallen, and seeing the disparity of the time, I think it was about a 20 minute in advance. Obviously, she had very strong psychic powers, or perhaps the script was read in advance, and that's certainly the version that I prefer to believe. So really my whole questioning of that incident started then.
There you go. That's a 15-year veteran police officer who doesn't buy what he's seeing. You can find more information on Incontrovertible at killingauntiefilms.co.uk, killingauntiefilms.co.uk. Now, Tony, did you ever get a hold of Jane Stanley? Were you ever to confront her and get her side of the story?
Well, no, because Jane's been interviewed before, and I don't hold any grievance against Jane Stanley. I don't hold any grievance against Philip Hayton, who was the news anchor in London when that happened. I don't think they had anything to do with it.
No, I don't think so either, but they got the talking points and they read them. And
they did. I mean, Philip Hayton has been interviewed. You can go onto the internet and look and see that. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't bother to get hold of them. I just got hold of law enforcers who were used to analysing evidence and used to analysing, the story of a crime from beginning to end and see what they had to say.
Yeah, people using logic and deductive reasoning, which is what exactly opposite of what you got with 9/11 and the commission report. You got a bunch of hearsay, you got a bunch of blacked out documents, 28 pages are missing. Hey, who cares?
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. We're going to go fight wars, endless wars in the Middle East, and try to conquer that for oil. We're going to get the Brits involved. I mean, what's been the total fallout in your country? I mean, in terms of the devastation of sending men to war and those men coming back. We have a lot of wounded veterans here who are totally distraught. They're on psychotropic drugs. They commit suicide. I mean, what's the fallout like in the UK?
Well, the mainstream media have reported, Rob, that we have more men committing suicide than have died in combat. Well, men and women, I guess. So I shouldn't exclude ladies. It's going to cost this country an awful lot of women. I mean, England remains the wagging tail of American foreign policy. And much as I love America, and I do, I lived there for many years, and I love the United States, but your government really I don't want to use the word on the internet. But we have, I think it's 22 a day, isn't it, in the United States are committing suicide. We have more guys committing suicide than died in combat in the UK. So that's the fallout.
And that is the real tragedy going on there. It's not just the going into other countries and killing other people and taking their land and property and resources. And it's also when the guys come back, they feel guilty. They see what they were doing was a false mission. They see all the hypocrisy behind it. And then they can't live with themselves. And that is, it's very sad. So I guess we got about a minute and a half left here. What's the final information that you would like to impart to people? And when your film's going to release in October, how are you going to release it?
We're gonna have a screening in London at a cinema in London, so people can come along and buy the DVD. The concept of the film is very simple. We're going to sell the DVDs at the screening. You can buy it online at Killing Auntie Films. It will be released in a very small sort of paper sleeve, so you can give it to fit in his pocket. And it says it's a film for police officers by police officers, so hopefully they can go home and watch it and get the information that's been withheld from them by the mainstream media for all these years.
There you go. Tony, I recommend you put it out on the internet for free as well. That is something Alex Jones pioneered, and he's still able to sell DVDs. You still will find people to support you. So I'm glad you're getting the word out. I really encourage you to continue doing that. Thanks for making this film. And we'll be right back. We're going to have Joe Biggs here in the final segment with some updates on Fox Lake. This is the InfoWars, I almost said InfoWars 9 News, the Alex Jones Show, Overdrive Hour. I'm Rob Dew, your host. Stay tuned.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with a true human
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Segment of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me, riding shotgun, is Joe Biggs, retired staff sergeant from the U.S. Army. Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, David Knight will be interviewing Wayne Mattson, covering this story. Pedophile enabling prosecutors and officials try to run a PA attorney general out of office. So that should be interesting to see what Wayne has to say. We sent him there on assignment to Harrisburg. Now, Joe, you've got some updates on what's going on in Fox Lake. You are actually there on the ground, running around what turned out at some points it was a wild goose chase, and now it turns out that the men that were on video aren't really suspects. So what's going on in Fox Lake?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting scenario that's unfolding before us over in Fox Lake. Like you said, when I was there, they sent us on this, you know, goose chase through cornfields, looking around, thousands of people, manpower, helicopters, airplanes flying in the air for what essentially turned out to be a hoax. And then you've got this manhunt going on for three men, two white males and a black male suspect. They finally get security footage. The three people that are walking out where he was killed at that time, the cops came out and said, well, those guys have nothing to do with it. So now they're basing their entire investigation purely off of the 911 call or the radio call from Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz saying that he was in pursuit of three men. So that's all they're going off on. But what we do know is this 52-year-old lieutenant had been shot twice. Now, once towards the back of the neck, and one, the interesting shot, the fatal blow that the coroner said, was under his vest in the stomach and the torso region. And they said that's due to maybe possibly someone coming in that knew him, got close to him, and was able to kind of get that shot in there. So here kind of comes the weird scenario. What happened? The coroner came out and he says he's not saying that it's just a homicide. He's not ruling out suicide, and he's not ruling out an accident. So that's the controversial comments that have been coming in, that the coroner's comments say put the entire case at risk, and the police officer and the people there in the task force are upset that he came out and said that. So there's something really weird going on. He was a G.I. Joe. This police station has been under investigation. The chief of police there was just basically forced to step down prior to him being killed, and he was known to have, like you said, been a Boy Scout. So did he see something? Did he uncover something that was going on in this investigation? Is that what got him killed? Is this entire, you know, three-man pursuit a complete and total hoax? Is it false? So that's what we're trying to find out. And I thought it was interesting you brought up a connection kind of with this story with Terrence Yakey.
Yeah.
From the Oklahoma City bombing. So
yeah, a lot of people don't know about Terrence Yakey because he's kind of, you know, that was pre-internet, the Oklahoma City bombing. But we have a film here at InfoWarsStore.com called The Noble Lie, which covers a lot of things about the Oklahoma City bombing, which are fishy, one of which is the death of Terrence Yakey, who was a man who was on the scene rescuing people. He was police officer of the year. He saw some things that he didn't like, and he had some evidence in a storage building, and he was got real paranoid. I've interviewed one of his fellow officers, Don Browning, who was saying, yeah, he knew something was up. He had information. He wasn't ready to go public with it yet. And then they find him in a field dead of several knife wounds, some slashes, a couple shots. And they what they say is he crawled, it had to be hundreds of yards from his police car cruiser, which in there they said it looked like there had been a pig had been gutted, and dragged himself all the way over to a tree and then decided to kill himself there. He said he was being followed by two men. Of course, that we never hear anything about that, but they listed it as a suicide, which I find highly improbable. Everybody that knows him said it's highly improbable that he did this, yet we're left with suicide. So when I started hearing about this with the police officer and there were two gunshots, my spidey sense started tingling. So you're going to do a full report on this, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you said, his last words are, as soon as I shake these feds, I'll be back and we'll go out to dinner. I'm assuming he said that to a wife or something like that. But it's the same thing with Michael Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
Feds are after me. I'll be back. I'm going off the radar for a little while.
Right.
And now
and then
gone.
His car blows up.
So this is what happens. It doesn't mean it's a conspiracy. It doesn't mean that there's a hoax. But
We're rolling out, buddy. Do that. Put all that in your report. This has been the Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We'll see you next week. Join us tonight for the Nightly News, 7 p.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.